Hello, everyone. I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with Sander von Vogt, Linux High Availability and Virtualization Expert, to talk about best practices for storage in a Citrix server environment. Hi, Sander. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Hi, Fran.
All right. To start, talk a little bit about how managing storage for a Citrix Xen Server virtual server environment is different from managing storage for a VMware or Hyper-V environment.
So basically, it's not that different. Handling storage is based on the same principles on all three environments. So in VMware, you have raw device mapping. And in Citrix and Hyper-V, there are similar solutions. So likewise, they can all write the storage to a file on a dedicated file system if you don't want to write directly to the storage. The main difference between the two of them is in the management interface that the Xen Center provides for storage management. So the interface gives easy access to the storage device or of choice, and that seems to be different than other solutions.
Okay, tell us about that Xen Center interface. How does that work?
Different storage options are set up through an easy wizard-like interface and allow customers to set up NFS-based storage or connect to a storage repository on software iSCSI or a hardware HBA. It's also easy to connect to ISO libraries using NFS or SIS protocols. And apart from that, Citrix offers advanced storage link technology as an add-on. So this solution is developed to integrate with storage that is provided by third-party vendors. One benefit of the solution is that it provides a generic interface that allows users to manage different SAN fabrics and arrays. So that means that you can manage interfaces from one Citrix environment and not necessarily from the SAN fabric environment. Also, because it integrates so well with the storage solution, storage-related tasks can take advantage of features by the device, such as thin provisioning, fast clones, fast snapshots, and all those kind of features that make storage really nice to work with and which aren't necessarily known to the native Citrix environment. Now, a third benefit is that Storage Link allows administrators to set up hardware and storage profiles for new VMs. And these storage profiles can then be linked to storage volumes in specific arrays.
All right. And what third-party tools are offered to help IT shops manage storage to support their Citrix virtual environment?
So what you're looking at is mainly hardware-specific versions of Xen Server. For instance, the Xen Server Dell Edition is optimized to run from flash storage in Dell servers. And in such environments, the Xen Server Ecological Storage Adapter can be used to allow thin volumes to be created from the Xen Center interface. So we're not really looking at generic tools, but more at specific tools that allow you to integrate specific kinds of storage devices in the virtualization environment.
Great. And lastly, what techniques can shops use to fine-tune the performance of storage in a Citrix environment?
So first, they need to choose the right kind of storage for the solution they want to implement. If, for example, ultimate speed is needed, they are better off connecting directly to a LUN instead of creating a file on a file system. The next step, after you have chosen the right tool, is to choose the right hardware, because there are so many differences in hardware. Specialized solutions for storage optimization exist on the market, like Atlantis for Citrix Xen Server. This is a software appliance that runs on top of the Xen Server hypervisor to optimize access for mainly the Xen desktop virtual desktop machines. But these kinds of storage optimization solutions are used to optimize the storage process for a VDI environment and not necessarily for a virtualized server environment. So for server environments, basically, it's a different story, and optimization takes place on the SAN fabric itself mostly. So it all comes down to choosing the right hardware.
Okay, great. Thanks for those answers, Sander.
You're welcome, Fran.
All right, and for more on storage in a Citrix server environment, check out searchvirtualstorage.com.